Disney's Lucasfilm boss Kathleen Kennedy expected to retire after tanking Star Wars brand. By Simon Kent on February 25, 2025. Disney's Lucasfilm boss Kathleen Kennedy is readying to step down and leave the smoking ruin of the Star Wars franchise behind as she heads for retirement, multiple reports Monday claimed. The Independent outlined the septuagenarian joined the production company, which was founded by Star Wars creator George Lucas, in 2012 in the role of co-chair, alongside director Lucas. Just a few months later, Lucas sold the company to Disney for $4 billion and Kennedy was quickly elevated to the role of president. Now film industry newsletter Puck reported Kennedy, 71, has told colleagues that she will put her feet up by the end of 2025. Critics will say it is not a moment too soon. As Breitbart News' own John Nolte has specified, Kennedy's failures have been many, with the Star Wars brand suffering most. Nolte has pointed out Star Wars suffered so badly that the finale of The Force Awakens trilogy, 2019's The Rise of Skywalker, made almost exactly half of what Rise did, $1.08 billion. Kennedy's Solo, A Star Wars Story, and its pansexual Lando Calrissian actually lost money with a pathetic $392 million worldwide gross. As for the Indiana Jones franchise, Nolte wrote, Indiana Jones has survived Nazis, religious cults, rolling boulders, hundreds of snakes, and Kate Capshaw's shrieks. Still, he couldn't survive Kathleen the Force's female Kennedy, and the poison of her woke identity politics. There's LOL talk of making Phoebe Fleabag Waller not Kate's, a woman with about as much sex appeal as your thrice-married aunt, the new Indiana Jones, but that's just gaslight talk to pretend Dial of Destiny is not on track to become one of the biggest money losers in Hollywood history. The reviews, even from woke reviewers, make clear why this movie is so unappealing. Our cherished hero is reduced to a bitter incompetent while Phoebe Fleabag Waller not Kate's is allowed to marry Sue all over the place. Kennedy took the formula that killed Star Wars and murdered Indiana Jones. Elon Musk last year attacked the Lucasfilm boss for pushing her woke agenda in The Acolyte. Kennedy acknowledged the criticism of Star Wars direction in November, telling the New York Times women who step into Star Wars struggle carry the expectation of being attacked, although she thought it was more men than women who opposed the work. Because of the fan base being so male-dominated, they sometimes get attacked in ways that can be quite personal, she said. My belief is that storytelling does need to be representative of all people. That's an easy decision for me. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.